What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, this one is a bit of a PSA that I think is really cool. Apple is broadening its user safety features, and starting today, they've launched a new satellite service that lets iPhone 14 users send emergency SOS messages when there's no Wi-Fi and no cell service. The new technology can also detect when you and your Apple device are in a car crash and reach out to 911 on your behalf for help. Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, told CBS News that the company wants to enrich people's lives. And while the addition of the emergency services with that, the users can also communicate in places where they wouldn't have been able to connect before. So to make the service work, the iPhone needs a clear view of the sky and the horizon. And then the system will guide you through like prompts, swipes, all that kind of stuff, just to tell you like, you know, how to get help. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Now, is it just the new iPhone or is it like the new iOS
too?
No,
it says specifically iPhone 14. So they just want everybody.
I downloaded the new iOS too just recently.
They want everybody to go out and buy a new iPhone 14.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
I kind of feel like my phone, you know that typical time when they want you to buy a new phone and your phone seems to always slow down?
Yep. Yeah, because your phone is not capable of handling all the downloads at a certain point.
Well, my phone has all of a sudden slowed down real significantly.
Well, just for what it's worth, I bought an iPhone 14 like the weekend it came out, and this thing turns off on its own all the time. So I'm about to go to the Apple store and be like, I think I got like one of those early versions that has all the bugs. Like, give me a new one, please.
Were you going to the Moron Bar?
Sure?
Yes, the Moron Bar, Cap. That's where I'm going.
Really? That's what you call it?
Well, it's called the Genius Bar, and every time I've been there, no one's ever been able to fix anything that's going on.
You know why, Cap?
Once again, that's a good dad joke.
It is, but you're also very right.
I love the rim shot. We should use that.
It's something my dad would totally say. Like, oh, is it the more, you mean the Moron Bar?
Yeah, they do.
Your dad sounds like a pretty cool guy,
man. My dad is a cool guy.
I think I need to hang out with your dad a little bit.
He listens. You guys would get along greatly, trust me.
I love the rim shot. I think that we need to bring that back. Every time somebody makes a bad joke, just hit it. Every time.
Wait, it's not for a good joke?
It's for great jokes, Gab.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, for your great jokes. For you, Cappy, they're all
great. It's just for you, Kaplan.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's just for you.
But I'm with you, man. They can never fix anything.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. Well, I could tell you, but I'll tell you after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, well, last time I was there, when I bought this phone, the weirdest thing happened. So I'm sitting there at the little Moron Bar, as Cappy calls it. And they're... Yeah, wait, hold on.
There you go.
They were... transferring all my stuff over, and which was taking forever because there's all these people there, and they're like, well, our Wi-Fi must be bogged down by all the people here for the launch event. And then they make some announcement, and everyone starts clapping for this guy who's in like the Apple outfit as he's walking out the door. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And they're like, oh, it's his last day. Every time somebody leaves, we have like a big round of applause and everyone stands up for them. And I was just like, it's kind of weird.
What is it, like a birthday at Applebee's?
Yeah, but it was his last day. He was literally walking out the door.
I got it.
Thank you.
Hey, now.
It was just very weird that they're all like clapping for this guy as he walked out.
Where are your showings? Where are you performing?
I know, right? I'll be at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. A little bit later on tonight, there's an open mic night.
You would never make it at the Comedy Store open night.
Why not?
Because I've been there, and those people are hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And so, she's saying you're not.
Well, we'll see. I'll be there tonight. If anybody wants to come see me, I've got 5 minutes of stage time tonight.
That's a long time. 5 minutes?
That is a long
time. They usually give those guys like 2 minutes.
Nah, I got plenty of material.
Okay. You must have done a hey, King.
I got plenty of material. And I'm using that joke, by the way, the Moron Bar tonight.
We should do that. Here's what there are a couple of things I want to do. Let's do the Lakers thing. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Because I don't want people screaming at us anymore. But I do remind me in the next segment to tell you some things I think we need to do as a show.
Okay.
All right. Now, Dwight Howard apparently went on Club Shay Shay, which is Shannon Sharpe's podcast. I think you should change the name to the Cappy Cast to Club Cappy Cap.
Club Cappy Cap is good. I mean, I got to give Shannon Sharpe credit. I mean, for a guy who's making the kind of coin that he is, working on a TV show that I know for me, I never see, although I see the social media like cut-ups. Guys hustling. Guys grinding.
I feel like we hear something from the Club Shay Shay podcast like once or twice a week now. Like it's always out there.
Yeah, well, he's got good guests. So Dwight goes on the podcast with him. And there's two things. There's one about him and his issue with AD. Remember last year they kind of got into it a little bit?
Yeah, it was early in the season, too.
Yeah, right, during a game.
Right.
So the first cut we were going to hear about is why, just kind of how things went south with him specifically, he feels like, or what he was told about kind of his potential return to the Lakers this season, which he wanted to, according to him.
What are your expectations for the Lakers this year?
I don't want to talk about the Lakers no more because I ain't on the team.
Would you be willing to go back to the Lakers?
I would have went willing to go back to the Lakers. I've been willing to go back. They told me every time we're not going to get nobody over 30-year contract, a multiple-year contract.
Okay.
And so I'm like, dang, I just helped y'all win an NBA championship. Right. Y'all could give your boy a meal or two or give me a meal.
Right.
I don't want a whole bunch of minutes. Give me 20 minutes and let me ball out.
Right.
So he felt like, I mean, so he basically was told after they got made fun of Cappy last year for, what did Charles Barkley call them? The what?
Called them a bunch of old geezers.
Right. So he was told then, look, nobody over 30.
Yeah, basically. But wait, didn't they sign Patrick Beverley?
Well, they traded for him, if I recall.
Well, but I mean, still, I mean, they got, regardless of trade or sign, they received a player who's well over 30.
Yeah, he's 34. But Pat Beverley is also coming off a year where, I mean, look, if we're being honest, Dwight just didn't look like Dwight anymore.
Well, that's just it. I mean, can I ask everybody a question here?
Yeah.
As much as Dwight Howard is kind of griping that the Lakers did him wrong, you know, all he needs to do is contribute 20 minutes, that's not going to cost very much money. When they say to him, hey, you know, sorry, but we just don't think, we don't want to get older, we want to get younger. Do we all agree or disagree with that? Because I kind of, I agree with that. Like,
oh, no, I agree with it. We all talked about that, yeah. So, but then the next cut to me is the more interesting one when he's talking about what he thinks really did him in, which is his fallout with AD, and he discusses that with Shannon.
Even last year, the thing with AD was blown out of proportion, and I felt like that was wrong for the people to twist it and turn it like it was me and them not knowing what was really going on and how we ended up getting that out the way. I just felt like, oh, that was... It was messed up. So now it's put me in a position like I'm in now where teams may feel like, we don't know about Dwight.
What was, I don't remember what transpired with you.
Me and AD?
Yeah. The argument you guys had.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know what happened and all that. And it came back like it was my fault.
Right.
And,
you know, so. But you and AD worked it out, right?
Man, we talked right after that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I don't get it.
He's basically blaming that situation on his not being in the league.
Okay. But who said what that made him look a certain way? I mean, I don't remember last year when all that happened. It was like, oh my God, how dare Dwight Howard do that?
I remember last year was a big deal because everyone was like,
man,
the Lakers are falling apart. Yeah. Look at them fighting on the sidelines with each other and pushing and shoving.
Yeah, but I don't remember the aftermath of it being like it's all Dwight's fault and Dwight's a bad guy and Dwight should not be in the NBA anymore. But I will say this, that he's probably right, meaning that if the team looked at Dwight Howard and they looked at Anthony Davis, they go, who's more important? Anthony Davis. Well, Dwight's kind of a pain in his ass. They don't get along together. They don't play well together, and he's old. Get rid of him. That's just the way you look at things. I mean, he's right, isn't he? But I don't.
Is he right in what sense?
Well, that they got rid of him because they chose Anthony Davis because he's an important young up and coming guy still, and Dwight Howard is a much older guy, and if he's going to start fights with our young up and coming superstar or even be involved in a fight with our young superstar, we don't need that guy.
But I think his point is like, look, man, that thing was squashed unless there's something going on that I didn't know about. Like he just said, it was squashed right after.
Well, but do you believe that the reason that no other team is currently employing Dwight Howard is because of that?
No, I don't think he's just old.
But
he seems to think so.
Well, that's right. Yeah, but that's my point is that that's his perspective. Nobody's going to give me a job because of that Anthony Davis incident. Wrong.
I remember people saying like what a waste it was for them to even sign him in the first place.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
That wrong you just
threw out right
there.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just it was like that's the reason nobody's going to give him a job, comma, wrong. It was almost like my own personal sound effect. You know?
I was just going to say, because you don't ever really say wrong like that.
Wrong. Come on, Dwight. You're wrong, dude. And let me ask you a question. Hey, Dwight, let me ask you a question. Dwight Howard, I know you're listening this afternoon.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If you were on the Lakers right now,
yeah,
how much better would the Lakers be?
Not much better.
Would they be any better?
Probably not.
Would the Lakers not be 3-10?
Are we doing this? Like, am I role playing?
No, you don't have to role play so much. It's kind of rhetorical, but let me ask you this.
Oh, yeah.
If Dwight Howard was on the Lakers right now, would they be 4-9? Would they be 5-8? Would they be 6? And somebody help me do the math here. 7?
All I know is that he is playing. Someone did give him a contract.
Yeah, where's he playing at now?
Taiwan.
Hey, I thought, listen, hey, Dwight, I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted to come back to the Lakers. I thought you were going into pro wrestling.
Oh, that was a thing. That definitely was a thing over, like, during the offseason. You're right.
Yeah, you'll have to excuse me. I thought you were going into pro wrestling.
Totally forgot.
Wrong.
Good call, Cappy.
That was Laura doing that, though, right?
That wasn't you this time, was it?
I thought that was
okay.
That makes it better.
Oh, gosh. I hope you can keep that, because George says a lot of things during the course of a program where I could constantly be saying, wrong.
Kind of like...
I love it.
Sean McVay's No, Not Really.
Wrong. Wrong.
We could do a mashup between the two of them.
I almost just snorted and things
almost flew out of my nose.
Like
Dwight, it's like, bro, you're just not the player you once were, man. Listen, there was a time in the NBA where people legitimately debated, who would you rather have, LeBron or Dwight? Like, that was a real conversation in the late... What are you laughing at?
That's hilarious. I just think it's hilarious.
I know, but it was true.
Girl, especially you know when, it's true.
Say that.
Especially when... What's that?
Were you about to sing, girl, you know it's true?
I was about to say, girl, you know it's true.
Especially after they beat you in that series.
You hear that, Lindsay?
Yeah.
See how quiet she
after
got
after they
that.
Beat you.
Yeah.
Wrong. God, you were terrible in that series, Lindsay. You were awful.
I know. Wasn't my best showing.
God, you were terrible.
There was a legit conversation. I mean, dude, we could do this for hours. I could tell you about, like, legit, like, actual sports debates that were happening in, like, 2000 whatever, and tell you that, like, I some young kid now, no chance in hell he would believe that there was actually a debate about Dwight or LeBron
right.
being the best player in the NBA.
Yep, hard to believe.
Right. But, by the way, Dwight, you know, like, there was. Like, he was the best big man in the sport at that time.
Wrong.
No, he was. And I remember another one. Chris Paul, Darren Williams.
There's a million of these in sports.
I mean, go to football. Go way back, right? Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf, right? Like, we do these things.
Ryan Leaf. Lord have mercy.
You know? These things happen. You know?
Should I say
it? Happy, I'm sure. Which ones did you do down in the Cappy Cast down in San Diego back in the day?
Oh, you know? Dude. Back in the old school, I used to have the argument about how LeBron should be in the slam dunk contest.
Right? There you
Wrong.
Go.
I feel like a lot of people still wanted him to be in the slam dunk contest up until like 2 years ago when we realized that's never going to happen.
What, he's going to pull an Achilles in a slam dunk contest? That'll
be
next.
Definitely too late now. Yeah, definitely too late now. All right, coming up next, we have things we need to do as a show. We need to mobilize. Are you ready?
I'm ready for activation.
Okay, let's do that next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow, I haven't heard this song in like a bazillion years.
It's in my playlist.
I have not heard Candy Rain in a long, long time. You definitely haven't heard this one, Cappy.
If I didn't hear the Mariah Carey Boys to Men thing.
Yeah, definitely
don't know this one.
Yet again, loving the new music that these artists are dropping right now at the end of 2022.
Cappy. I have a playlist for you. I will send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please do. Because you know that I get all my modern music from my man Alex Toussaint and his Club Banger series on Peloton. Otherwise, I don't listen to radio for music.
Well,
I don't listen to Sirius. I don't listen to any music at all. I'm an all talk radio person.
I have switched over from Apple Music to Spotify.
The only thing I'll listen to is when I'm driving in my car, I'll go to the Sirius Pearl Jam channel. That's the only music I will listen to. Like, really.
By the way, I think it was a golden opportunity missed there for Morales to play the California Raisins
right
song.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a great commercial.
Yeah, it was.
Little animated guys.
Mm-hmm.
Heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. Good song. I know that song. Heard it through the grapevine.
Great song. Yeah. The little raisins are dancing on stage.
Right. Hey, George, you said that the show needs to mobilize, and I have a sense of where your head is going.
Yeah.
So lay it out for me, because I like these ideas.
I feel like we've already talked about, when we didn't execute a karaoke night, which I feel like we need to do.
We can still do that. We can still do it.
Yeah, that needs to be done first, okay? Because we need to
karaoke.
Tackle one. Unlike you, we need to do things one at a time and actually finish them and see them through.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to do that.
Yep.
I do think we also, here's an idea I came up with that we used to kind of do on the show. We used to do, Laura used to be a part of it with Janice back in the day, and Chris, they used to do like a Foodie Friday thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I don't think we need to do specific ones every week, because I think that becomes a very challenging thing to do. But I think we should do like a Sedano and Cap food series. And I actually thought about this, because I know Mason's going to go be like a barista or whatever downstairs at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think what you and I should do is this. For example, you and I go work an hour at Tropicana Bakery in Downey.
Do it.
See, I have another idea.
And by the way, then what we do as a foursome, and maybe fivesome with Chris,
we go and we sample, then
we have some of the food. But we also work there for like an hour. You know what I mean? Which would be kind of fun. For me, it'd be great, because I know everything they make there. For you, it'd be hilarious, because you don't know very much about anything that they do there.
I have a better idea. Why don't you work and then I'll eat?
No, we got to do it together.
Teamwork, man.
See, I thought you were going to say, when you talk about a series.
Wait. I'm not done yet.
I'm not done yet. Keep
there
going.
Was a third.
Yeah, keep going.
So then the third is, we should try to do, I mean, after we've accomplished the other two, we should try an open mic night for the community.
I love that idea.
You know what he wanted to do a long time ago? Was like, it's kind of like, it was in a way the Sedano Circle of Trust type of thing, where you would invite listeners, no phones, no nothing. Remember you said, like, because he's like, I want a curse. So it's like, he's like, I want something where we can invite just, you know, people, and then, you know, no one can videotape. No, nothing's
going to videotaping, no recordings of any kind. We're just there to have like an open mic night. We can do it at like, you know, maybe we can find a way like, you know, like there's that comedy club in Hermosa Beach.
Comedy
that,
Magic.
That Jay Leno actually performs there fairly regularly.
Yeah, well, it's a very famous place. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, I know. I'm just saying. I saw Arsenio Hall there a couple years ago. He invited us to the show, me and Mike Trudell. And we could figure something out, and we can do something. Or it doesn't have to be at a comedy club. It could just be at a place that does karaoke, and we can just do it there.
I like the idea of a comedy club, though. I love all the comedy clubs around LA. So I would much rather do a comedy night in a comedy club, where you and me sort of host and kind of do our thing, and then we introduce comics, and then
you can have your boy from the Cappy Cast come on.
Yeah,
and
my boy,
he could be like the grand poobah at the end.
So yeah, my buddy who's a comic who moved from LA to San Diego,
right?
And he's touring all the time. He's got a big thing happening in Vegas next week over Thanksgiving. He would love to do this. Believe me when I tell you, he's a great sports comedian. His material is sports.
I actually have a couple of comedian friends that we could do. We could do like a big charity comedy thing, because I have my buddy Dave Williamson, who's a legit stand-up comic. I think that he can do that. My buddy Orlando Leyba, who came in studio one time with me and Freddie Prinze many years ago, who has an HBO special. I mean, I'm legit friends with him. That guy used to be a cameraman at a local news station I worked at, you know, many years ago.
There's a great charity event. I've done this before, George, where I had a guy, a buddy of mine, who's a Marine, whose wife had committed suicide, and not to bring everybody down. And what we did was, we did a comedy show for him, and we got a bunch of the comics from the Comedy Store in LA to come down to San Diego, and then we raised the money at the door in cash. And at the end of the night, this Marine we brought him on stage and we're like, look, there's nothing we can do for you, you know, other than give you this big fat stack of cash to help you in your life and your kids.
That's awesome.
So a charity event around stand-up comedy, sold. I'm in.
Yeah, we can do that. So I think that we should do a karaoke event just for, like, the Circle of Trust. I think that'd be funny. It would be fun.
What do you think Crypto Ray would sing?
I don't know.
Lindsay, you have any thoughts on Crypto Ray and what he might sing at karaoke? I know you guys are pretty close.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know him like that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know we were that close. So
what about Big E? What do you think Big E would sing?
I know.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good, very good. Yeah.
Crypto Ray. Yeah. Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married.
Oh, yeah, he did say he likes that song.
Okay.
You know, he proposed at the Mandy's.
Okay, so. What do you guys think that Beto Duran would sing?
I don't know, but he has to bring Martin to the...
Yeah.
Where do you want to do that, Cappy?
I think we can mobilize. I think we got, like, so the food thing, we can bounce to different, like, places around the city. You know what I mean? Like, I think if we're going to do the first one, we should do it at Tropicana, because I can just call Mel Senior and Junior and just make that happen.
Hola, Mel. It's Jorge. Yeah.
And we can just, like, run... We don't have to do the food stuff. Because that's, but we can just, like, you know, run the register and, like, hand people their food and stuff like that, stuff that's already packaged or whatever. You know, we can already do that stuff.
I'd like the 10 bar at the kitchen. I'd like the 10 bar at the Sunset Room.
Oh, God, no.
Okay,
yes.
But now you want, now you want to do stuff that's, like, hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because you don't, you know, to be a bartender, you do go to, like, a school and get,
right.
Like, do all
Yeah, but I'm not going to, look, I'll pour beers and I'll make vodka sodas.
I was going to say, I was a bartender for a long time, I had no idea what the hell I was doing at first. Like, it's something where if you don't know how to make something, you turn around and say, hey, how do I make this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it.
So anyway.
Strong pour right here.
Pour. People will get this if they see the live, 99%. Like, I can strong pour.
Okay.
It's a lot.
So, all right, maybe bartending one night at the Sunset Room. Maybe we do our karaoke at the Sunset Room.
Oh, that's true. We could do the karaoke there. Because they do have one.
Just thoughts, George. Coming up with concepts on the air. This is a marketing brainstorming session we're having right now.
We're helping sales and marketing.
I like this idea.
Know? No, that's it. We just did a little brainstorming on the air.
That's right. That's right.
So we're going to make that happen.
You know, today is National Entrepreneurs Day, right?
Now let's make it happen.
Okay, so now, like a bunch of entrepreneurs, we're sitting around, we're coming up with concepts, we're talking about execution, activation, sales, marketing. I mean, these are brilliant concepts we're coming up with right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Tommy.
It shouts out to you.
That too. Yeah. Different Tommy.
Oh, Cappy.
This is the shout out, Tommy.
All right, cool. We're going to do it. We'll make those things happen. Tommy, there's a list. Let's get to it. And he's probably like, well, can you guys just figure out Sedano and Recap first before you do any of this other stuff?
Yeah, this whole Sedano and Recap thing, we got to rethink.
Well, here's the problem. I said, let's do it. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And now you're like, you realize Rachel's going to be like, you mean you're going to work after the games too?
Well, right, because you think about it like, okay, so here's the deal, right?
Why did you dive headfirst into something you weren't willing to commit to?
Because I thought it seemed like a good idea at the time. And then what happened is the first night of our Sedano and Recap, I had a dinner that I had to go to. I told you the story. I watched the game on my phone.
So why did you commit to doing that game?
Well, because I don't know. I don't know.
They gave us the opportunity to pick whatever games we wanted to do.
Yeah. I'm looking at my calendar now, and I'm seeing Sedano and Recap on my calendar. I'm like, not doing that night. Got something going on that night.
Oh, my God,
can't do
Kaplan.
That night. Well, the
I mean,
thing
you've
is,
become, we've turned you into a diva.
Yeah.
Now you're going to win Biggest Diva at the Mandy's next year.
Mm-hmm. I should win it.
Not Man of the People.
Well.
That's it.
Why not? Why can't I win Man of the People again?
Mm.
Probably hard to repeat. Like the Rams are finding out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Very hard to repeat.
That's a sore subject right now, Cap. Sore subject.
Yeah. So I think we've got stuff. So now you're not going to do Sedano and Recap?
Depends. What night are we doing it
I
next?
Mean, I literally said I would do it on the road.
It was very sweet of you. But when you're on the road, you don't have other things to do.
Right, but how about you just do a better job of managing your calendar?
It's not my calendar that I'm having a hard time managing.
Is his girlfriend.
And what is that then?
Yeah, it's my girlfriend.
It's his girlfriend.
George, do you want to ruin my relationship? Do you want to be the person that I look at every day?
I'm the
and
one
I look
ruining
at you,
it.
I look at you and I go, this guy cost me this relationship.
I was waiting for you to stop.
I didn't cause you any heartache, bro. You're the one that can't manage your damn calendar.
No, it's not my calendar. I can manage it just fine. It's my woman.
You mm-hmm. need an assistant again.
I desperately need an assistant.
You had an assistant?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For years.
Remember?
For
and
years.
And then something happened.
What was her name?
Oh, I can't say.
Yeah, because he told the story.
Oh,
about why
that's
she's...
right. Because she was like suing you or something?
No, not exactly.
Oh, that sucks.
That's not exactly
I
the case.
Oh, like I remember now. Yeah, I remember now. She wasn't something. Suing you.
Yeah.
You, there was some stuff. Not like super nefarious. Nothing nefarious on your end is what I would say.
It was pretty, yeah. I was the victim.
Let's just
like you say, always the victim. Yes, in this case, I was legit the victim.
Can I say, like, your accountant wasn't too happy with her?
Oh, no. She found it.
Yeah. Good thing. Wow. Good thing you have an accountant, mm-hmm. you know?
I know. Good thing you had something on the Calendly that day.
That's right. True. That's right.
Yeah. And God, this is why you can't. So this is coming back to why you can't do Sit Down on Recap.
Right.
Once again, it's all Rachel's fault.
Always.
No, I'm giving her credit on this one.
Yeah. All right. Big deal or no deal. Next.
Where is Shedano?
He had to step away for a second.
I don't know what happened to that kid.
I put his business out there.
He aight.
He's good.
Time for big deal or no deal, and that means it's time for Lindsay Baseball. Baseball?
Thanks, Cappy. You're supposed to say, like, take it away.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Cappy. Super excited. All right, so I had asked you guys about this on our group text chain, but I think this is a good one for the air. Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen sparked some dating rumors again this weekend, and TMZ is now reporting that the pair is indeed in a romantic relationship months after they initially denied it. So over the weekend, like I said, TMZ spotted the 48-year-old ex-wife of Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan's son, who's 31, getting cozy on Miami Beach together. Larsa and Marcus were first noticed together during an alleged double date back in September, and at the time, they both denied the claims. Well, now TMZ sources say they're really into each other and they're definitely dating. So is the fact that Michael Jordan's son and Scottie Pippen's ex-wife are dating a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
God, it's so hot.
Oh, it sounds really creepy when you say it like that.
That is
yeah,
so
it really does.
Freaking hot. That Michael Jordan's 31-year-old son is dating Scottie Pippen's 48-year-old ex-wife. Oh, that's so hot. Why are you guys making this face like I'm disgusting you?
I just feel
you?
Like the way that you said, oh, that's so hot, just was like too much for
it's
me.
It's just gross. So hot, dude.
I just want to know where Michael Jordan stands on all of this. Because don't they still don't like each other. You could tell after watching The Last Dance that...
How do you think Scottie Pippen feels? Forget about Michael Jordan. Oh, how do you think Scottie Pippen feels? He's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. That would be so embarrassing. If that were you, wouldn't that be embarrassing?
I mean, if you're Michael Jordan, you call your son, you go, yo, man, look, I get it. I'm sure she's really attractive, and she's probably a wonderful person, but there's millions of other women out there.
No.
You're Michael Jordan's son. You got plenty of money.
Michael Jordan, though, doesn't... Him and Scottie Pippen still, like, you know, they still don't see eye to eye.
I know, but still, if you're
probably,
Michael Jordan, you're like, I don't need this.
He doesn't care. He's probably laughing. He's just probably like, good job, buddy.
Well, if that's the case, so be it. But if you're Scottie Pippen, you're like, what the hell are you doing? Now, the kid is not a kid anymore. He's a 31-year-old young man.
Still gross.
But it's still very, like... close to the family kind of deal, you know?
If you think about it, when
that's
like...
wrong.
If I'm him, if I'm the kid, if I'm the 31-year-old kid, Marcus Jordan, is that his name?
Yes.
Dude, I love the older woman. You know what I mean?
Let's say like 20 years ago, right? When Marcus Jordan was like 11 and Scottie Pippen and Larsa first got married when she was like, what, 28, right? Probably around that time. And she's like watching this kid on the sidelines while she's watching her husband and Michael Jordan play together.
It's so
and
gross.
Now they're dating. That's weird.
Why is it gross? If a 31-year-old guy dates a 48-year-old woman, why is it gross?
Because of what Lindsay just said. If that wasn't a thing...
Like, she was probably taking him to like potty breaks in the bathroom and stuff on the sidelines.
That's gross. That's why it's gross. Now, if they would have met each other and he's 31 and she's 48 and they met at a bar, whatever the hell they met, that's different.
There's no way they didn't know each other on a personal level
that's
back
gross.
Then.
Maybe maybe he looks a lot like Michael Jordan. Maybe she always thought Michael Jordan was hot.
That's still gross.
It's weird, though. Can you at least admit that?
It's weird, but it's simultaneously, hot. It's freaking hot.
What do you think? Big deal or no deal, Sedano?
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Listen... I have, you know, look, man.
Tell me.
I know Scottie Pippen for a long time, and I just feel like this stuff is just, I don't know, man. It's just strange. It's just the way
I
would say it.
Wouldn't you agree that, like, at one point, they were both on the sidelines together in like the player family section watching her husband and his dad. That probably had to have happened at some point. 20
years. Was this Scottie Pippen's first wife? Do you know this? Was it his second wife? Did he get married? Was this after his playing career? Was this after his Bulls career? I mean, like, I don't know the details. So, you know, maybe she was, maybe Scottie Pippen and her got married and they were only married for a few years and she actually never did meet Marcus Jordan. Like what if that is the case? Is it still so weird?
If that's the case, then no, it's not really that weird. But, I mean, so let's see. I know that they were married for a while because she was on the basketball wife.
I mean,
show.
No, and they have kids. She has a kid who's playing on the Lakers, Cap.
Yeah,
like
gross,
so.
Bro.
They were married in 1997, so they definitely were playing in the Bull, with the Bulls at that time.
See, there
okay,
you go.
97. See? These were the details I was asking for. That's all.
Yeah, it's just if they would have met outside and they've never known each other, and then they're like, oh, you know, younger guy, older woman, whatever. I ain't mad at that. Do you, bro?
So wait,
but
let's
the
do
fact
the math.
That there's that's nasty.
Let's do the math here. In 1997, how old was Marcus Jordan?
Well, he was
he's 31 right now,
like 6 or 7 years old. Or is he no?
He was
16.
I
can't do that.
No,
I can't do that.
No, absolutely not.
Can someone help me, please?
He was 6 years old.
Yeah, he's like 6.
First, I said 6, so I got
it
right the first time.
25 years ago, so he was 6.
Okay,
right. So when they got married, and she was sitting in the player family section rooting on
Scottie
Pippen.
She was 23, by the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs help.
She's 47 now, I believe.
48, yeah. He was 6 and she was in her late 20s, and they're probably sitting in the player family section together watching.
She's probably like, hey, he's a cute kid. When that kid grows up.
That's nasty.
What?
No, stop. Nasty. Now you've crossed the line.
Have I?
So gross.
Have I really? Yeah.
Yes, moving along.
See, and that's the thing. Wait, hold on. I want to say something. That's the thing that a lot of people don't think, that when a woman's older and that happens, that it's like, oh, that's so cool, right? But it's not. It's not cool. When an older guy does it to a younger woman, it's not cool, and vice versa. Like, that's gross.
I think we all think it's gross simply because it's Jordan's kid and Pippen's ex-wife.
I think it's
funny. It's not the age.
That part of it is funny.
It's not the age,
I
right?
I think it's weird that she knew him as a little child.
Yes.
And now she's dating him. That's what's weird.
I know a girl that had a similar situation where...
Dude, it would be like, I mean, I don't know. Cap, would you be okay if one of your friends dated your daughter?
I'd prefer not. Well, I mean... Depends.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Depends. No. Depends on my friend.
Because
depends
he
on the
saw
friend.
Them grow up. That's weird as AF. Yeah.
Think of like a close family personal friend that like was with your kids since they were, knew your kids since they were 5.
Yeah.
Well, don't you guys always find it weird? Like I have a friend of mine who's an older guy and he's married to a younger girl and he's actually older than her parents.
Okay.
And yet they all socialize and they're all together and it's kind of like a thing. And I'm like, don't you think you should be dating the mom, not the daughter? And
but
he's like, no,
it's not the
I like
age
the
if they didn't know each other. That's the key thing for me. It's the fact that she like knew him, saw him when he was little, and now they're dating. That's weird. Now,
it's just weird, bro.
Yeah.
She could be
weird.
Like, I used to change your diapers. Like, literally.
Ugh. I don't think Scottie Pippen was over at Michael Jordan's house and his wife was changing little Michael's kids' diapers.
I disagree. I mean,
you don't know that.
I know. Nor does Lindsay know.
He was. True. I'm just saying that's a very
but there's
high
a more,
possibility.
But there's a better possibility that Lindsay's right than you're right.
How come?
They got married in 97 when he was 6. You can't tell me they didn't date for at least
a
couple
years. Well,
you're
telling me Michael Jordan's kid was in diapers when he was 6 years old?
No, that's why I just said that they got married in 97.
They might have dated
before
then.
For a while.
Yes.
Either way, whatever. It's weird.
No, it's weird.
My dad agrees. He's listening. Shouts out to you, Dad. And he said...
There you go.
He said he can't believe that they're dating and it's gross and weird.
Does he think it's hot, though?
No.
Good man thinking it's gross
Next
and weird.
Next one. World number one golfer Rory McIlroy said today that one thing has to happen before the PGA Tour and the LIV golf circuit can work together. He said that commissioner of LIV, who is Greg Norman, has to step down. McIlroy talked to reporters today and said that the two sides will not come to a compromise until Norman steps out. He said, quote, I think Greg needs to go. I think he just needs to exit stage left. He's made his mark, but I think now is the right time to sort of say, look, you got this thing off the ground, but no one's going to talk unless there's an adult in the room that can actually try to mend fences.
Huh.
Is what he said a big deal or no deal? Cappy, I know you got thoughts on this.
I say it's a big deal. I love Rory McIlroy's power play here. Like, he says that they need an adult in the room. Greg Norman has been a very successful business guy. I don't particularly like him. I'm not even sure why he rubs me the wrong way, but he does. But McIlroy saying that they need Norman to be gone before they can even do any sort of collaboration, to me, that screams of desperation from the PGA Tour. Like, we need to do something with these guys. All those guys left the PGA Tour. You should never welcome them back. in my opinion. So now you're thinking, well, if we can get Greg Norman out of there, maybe we can do some work together. Yeah, I don't know who died and put Rory McIlroy in charge, but I like it. I like it. It's a gutsy power play.
I mean, it's a big deal, but I could care less, you know, about any of this stuff, to be honest with you.
I figured you'd say that.
I don't care. Like, honestly, I don't care. I don't care if Greg Norman is around running Liv. I don't care for Liv. I barely watch the PGA Tour, to be honest with you. So I just don't care enough. But I get, I would have a similar stance to the guys who stood by the PGA Tour, is if I were in that scenario.
Right. In other words, if you're on the PGA Tour, the guys who left you, screw those guys.
Yeah, I would probably have that feeling, but I don't know. I don't know why Rory. Do we know why Rory feels that way, other than just the quote that we have?
Because Rory and BS. Tiger have teamed up to be the good guys of the PGA Tour.
No. I want like factual information, not the Scott Kaplan interpretation.
Well, I don't have any factual information for
people
you.
People on the PGA Tour.
That's what I'm asking.
People on the PGA Tour are mad at Greg Norman because he's the one who's basically like the face.
Right.
I know all that part. I'm just saying, like, do we know why Rory specifically wants to collaborate now and would do it if Greg Norman wasn't available?
Well, he said because right now they're about to do this tournament in Saudi Arabia, and they were asked about like the conflicts between the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour and that whole situation, and like what's it going to take for you guys to like work this out where you can coexist amicably together? And that was what he said. He said he needs to step it out.
And by the way, here's what I would say, and I think Rory, I'm looking at the quotes here now, Rory actually has it right. You know, because Greg Norman is saying the reason that prize money is where it is because of Liv. Mm. And Rory, actually, his retort was actually the smartest thing I've seen to date on
which
this
was what?
Nonsense.
What did he say?
Which was, he says, quote, I've said this a million times, Tiger is the actual reason we're playing for as much as we're playing for. And he could not be more right.
Yeah, but on the other hand, when the LIV Tour started and guys started to defect, you notice that the PGA Tour's reaction was there will be more money made available to the PGA Tour players in purse dollars. So,
right,
so
but
the
I
money
think
did
when
go up.
When you're talking about how they went up, how it went up exponentially, which is I think what he's describing, the prize money went out of the stratosphere because of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but 20 years ago,
less so. Well, no, and right, but it. But even now, it's still more.
Right, but you understand what did happen was, I mean, this is a fact.
What happened. I will tell you this, because I actually had this conversation yesterday. You just reminded me of something I had. I had a dinner conversation with someone who actually is close to somebody on the LIV Tour who will remain nameless, let's just say, okay? Because I'm not here to make news about a sport I don't really care about. But what I would tell you is this person said, the response to this person was, okay, if I could tell you you could do your job, and it would be, and all the fun, all the things you disliked about your job, despite the fact you love your job, were taken out. And like the cuts, right? Having to play, you know, 4 days, all those things. And you can make more money doing it that way. Wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course.
Right. That's the way that it was posed to me that way. It's less about, it's not just about the money. It's about the way that they want to reprogram the game too, to a certain extent.
And the players want to have more control over their own brands. All these things are true. But you see, to me, if I were the PGA Tour, once you've left, because when you left, you went and you got all that money, and now you want your cake and you want to eat it too. The PGA Tour can survive without Phil Mickelson, no problem. It can survive without Bubba Watson. It can survive without any of these other guys that decided to go take the money and run. It can survive.
Yeah, I agree. You can find 35 PGA Tour events and coverage of it on ESPN Plus. If you get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle, go to ESPNLABundle.com to get a discount and learn more.
Nice job. Way to infuse that. That was excellent.
Yeah. Is there any more, or are we done?
Just go for it. Give us one more.
I mean, if you have one more, we could just do it in the next segment and actually break before Laura kills us all.
It's okay, go for it. She said we could do it now. All right.
Oh, so we can do it now?
Yeah.
That's very nice of her.
A New York City fugitive who had been on the run for almost a year was vacationing at Disney World when he was spotted by an officer who recognized him. The federal officer was on vacation at the Florida theme park when he happened to spot the guy who was wanted for identity theft and fraud for, like, a lot of money. Upon recognizing the fraudster, the officer alerted Disney World security, who contacted the sheriff's office, and, you know, the guy was arrested, put in custody, whatever. So, kind of a big deal that a fugitive was hiding out at Disney World, of all places, but total hypothetical here. If you were on the lam, where would you hide out?
If you were
like
on
anywhere
the
in
lamb.
The world?
Yeah.
Anywhere
in the
world?
This guy chose Disney World, which didn't work out for him. Where would
you
hide out?
Yeah, that's kind of probably stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I would think that no one would spot me at Disney World, not going to lie.
I guess if you're going to be on the lam, like, you need to go to some, like, super remote place, don't you?
I've always thought that if I ever got into really major league trouble, I was going to go to Reno, Nevada, and then I was going to drive between Reno and Tahoe. And the only reason is because I've only done that one time, but I remember being on that drive from Reno to Tahoe and thinking, man, if I ever get into some major, you know what? Ain't nobody going to find me out here. So I'm going to go to the midpoint between Reno and Tahoe if you need me, should anything go down. And if anything goes down, and you guys, like, I just don't show up, and you're like, where the hell is he? What happened to him? Some stuff went down. He's probably at the midpoint between Reno and Tahoe. George, mark that on your calendar, please, just in case I get in any trouble and you need to come get me.
Why there, though?
Well, because you kind of gave it away, though.
I know. I drove there one time. I landed in Reno. I drove to Tahoe, and I thought to myself, this is the remote place that if you ever got in, if stuff goes down, this is the place where nobody can find you. That's why. So, George, that's where I'll be. Hopefully nothing goes down.
Do you know
down.
Where the phrase actually comes from, on the lam?
No, don't know it. That's why it was so funny the way Lindsay said it.
Yeah. I remember I looked it up when I wrote this, but I forget already what it is.
I have it here. Hold on.
Tell me.
Let me see. I just found it. Give me a second. We can see where lam started and where it went, but where did it come from? It seems to have originated with the old English word lam, which meant a beating. It's related to the beginning of the word lambaste, which itself combines two words meaning to beat or thrash. This word means business, it says.
Really?
So, yeah.
I like lambaste as well.
Lambaste is a great word.
Great word.
Yeah.
Don't use it enough.
I used it on Around the Horn 3 times one time as a joke.
How long
I used
ago?
It one time and reality liked it, so I just kept using it on purpose.
Lambaste.
Like, yeah. So, all right, now we can break. And I don't know where I'd go on the lam. Let me think about that during the break. I'd want to go somewhere nice. Right? Like remote, tropical, perhaps.
Tropicana? Anyway.
No, not Tropicana. Although you and I are going to serve croquetas there. We're going to do it.
I'm going to eat croquetas.
Well, you're going to do that, too. All right, coming up next, Dealer's Choice, 710 ESPN. Dicky, 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 dicky. Dale, Capi.
Yo, yo.
Capi, Capi. Capi, Capi.
No idea what the song is, huh?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No.
Yeah.
It's a generational issue we have here.
You think?
Is it?
I think it is.
I don't think you've ever come across a show that I said I don't, or a song that I said I don't know. I know every song, I swear.
Yeah, and there's songs that Morales has played and we weren't even alive and we still know them.
I should actually make an entire playlist for the show one day.
And do it.
Each break, we come back and it's my song.
Okay.
And I say, do you guys know this song?
You should send them all to Morales and Morales can put them in a dream journal.
Okay, I like
right,
that
there
idea.
You go.
Yeah. I like that idea. Just got to actually execute on the idea.
Right, which that's means you're
problem.
Never going
right.
to
yeah,
do it.
Probably
that's
not the problem. Happen. You right. don't finish, yeah. Cap.
Probably
you don't
not
going
to happen. Yeah. It's true. Hey, George, you mentioned that you're over in Arizona today for the game tomorrow between Phoenix and Golden State. And that it's actually an hour ahead in Arizona right now, right?
Yeah, it's almost 8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, you have dinner plans tonight?
No, I already ate. I'm good.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Why? Do you want me to go somewhere?
No, nor was I going to suggest that I fly over and we have dinner together. Nothing like that. I just was looking for a creative concept, you know? I got to drive back down to South L.A., you know, so yeah. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for dinner.
I had some tacos. They were good.
I had tacos this afternoon as well because Rachel came over to the house with lunch before I started to take off to drive north to downtown L.A. from South L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought over these tacos and I had texted her before she had already ordered them. And I said, just pollo asada y guacamole.
Pollo asado.
Sí. And so then she showed up, and they had already made them. And they had like some salsa fresca, you know, which is very oniony and tomatoey and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had three of them, and I only wanted two of them. And they weren't really made to specification, but they were fine. And I ate them, and I was so freaking full.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm not going to eat anything the rest of the day. Wrong. Mm-hmm. But now I'm hungry again. And I'm doing everything in my power to not stop at a drive-thru on my way home.
Yeah, there's zero chance that's going to happen. Yeah. You're going to definitely drive home.
Because there's this Chick-fil-A that I always go to. It's the same exit that I get off to use the bathroom. It's Camino Capistrano. There's the inn, that beautiful hotel. And then there's a Chick-fil-A. And there's every fast food place like right across the street.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I want a spicy chicken deluxe, even though I ran today and I shouldn't do it. Because if I'm going to run, then why am I going to not eat well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm running because I need to lose weight. The Peloton's not enough. I need to switch it up.
That's true.
But you had a spicy chicken deluxe and then like an 8-piece chicken nugget. Wrong. But I'm on a diet, so I don't have the fries. Wrong. I won't even have the Chick-fil-A sauce.
You don't have the... You're not on a diet if you're eating all that.
You're not dieting, bro. Like, you need to, like, stop lying to yourself.
Look, I'm not shaming you.
Okay,
because
don't shame.
I'm not. I don't do that.
Don't
because,
shame.
You know, I've had my own weight loss situation. But you do have to be honest with yourself, to Sedano's point. Because if you're just saying, oh, I'm going to diet or I'm going to eat healthy, but then you're like me. I had hot Cheetos. I know I'm not dieting and eating healthy right now.
You know, I saw Steve Harvey, who I love. You know, I adore Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him on Instagram the other day. And, you know, Steve Harvey does like a lot of inspirational, motivational kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, have you guys ever seen Steve Harvey do this kind of stuff? Motivational talks?
I mean, I've seen some of the stuff on the internet, but I haven't like watched it.
Steve Harvey's awesome. I mean, he tells stories about, you know, being, I think, in Atlanta, getting a call to go do a comedy show in New York. Dude ain't got no money, got no way to get there, got no place to stay. But he'll just like, yeah, I'll take the gig. And, you know, he's an inspirational guy. Anyway, I saw Steve Harvey the other day on Instagram, and he was telling the story that he tries to make everything positive. So he doesn't say things like, I'm on a diet. He says things like, for the next 2 weeks, I'm eating clean. He doesn't say, I'm going to the gym to work out. He says something like, I'm getting myself right. That's what he says. I'm getting myself right. So he's like, do you see the difference between saying it this way, I'm on a diet, versus I'm eating clean? So it is a mindset thing. You know, I gotta start saying I'm eating clean because I'm your man, Steve Harvey.
You got to turn a negative into a positive.
That's right. You know it.
You know that you can still eat, quote unquote, like clean. Not totally clean if you're going into that extreme, but you could still like eat well at Chick-fil-A. You just have the grilled chicken nuggets. I used to do it all the time when I was first struggling with how to like make meals and all that stuff before I got Factor. When I was doing keto, I would go there all the time and get the grilled nuggets, and you don't have sauce with them.
Well, can I tell you something though?
Sure.
Like the grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A, they suck.
I think they're great.
Versus the fried ones that are...
Cap, I could literally fry your cell phone and you'd eat it.
That's
like, it's good.
It's not
the point. You eat it because it's fried.
Right. You eat... The whole point here is having a discussion not about what you like to eat, but what you should be eating if you're trying to eat healthy, because it takes discipline. And if you're not willing to, you know, put in the work, then, you know, then you're just going to remain the way that you are. And if you're fine with that, that's cool.
She said the key word, Cappy. It's discipline. Because there is very tasty meals that you can do, and they're going to fill you up, and they're clean.
Tú necesitas, you know, disciplina.
Sí. Necesitan disciplina. Sí.
Yeah.
I do. Well, hey, look. The running, I will say this. There's no other exercise like running. Like, you can do anything you want to, but running is like the full body experience. And so I got into my second run today, 4 miles. I can barely stand up. I had to go to the bathroom at a commercial break. I could barely walk fast enough to get back. Maybe I'll get the grilled chicken. Let me try.
You wearing short shorts when you're running or no? Like those runner shorts?
Not yet. Give me a couple weeks, and then I'll rock those really short shorts.
Okay.
And put a speaker like a speaker thing and just blast this song.
This song right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why this song?
I don't know. In my mind, you just playing this song and running in short shorts is weird.
I feel like the Flashdance song would be good for that.
Oh, that's a good one, too. All right, Cappy, we got to run.
All right, let's do
you
it.
You guys have fun tomorrow without me. And just don't get us fired. And
the handsome man is in tomorrow.
Oh, great, great. Clinton is in tomorrow.
Clinton's not
going to
get everybody fired.
Oh, good. Yeah, thankfully, so there's going to be an adult in the room. Speaking of adults in the room, Clinton will be in for me tomorrow. Cappy, great job. Lindsay, great job. Laura, great job. We'll talk to you mañana. See you.